Let me tell you about the early 1990s Charlotte Hornets, my hometown childhood basketball team. My favorite player by far was Muggsy Bogues. Muggsy is the shortest player in NBA history. He's 2 inches taller than my mom, so in effect, Cheryl was only 2 inches away from being able to play in the NBA. Growing up, I had a life-size poster of Muggsy hanging on the back of my door. I kept it for years after I moved out of my parents' house, eventually cutting the face out so you could stand behind it and someone would take your picture, and for all intents and purposes, you became Muggsy Bogues. The Hornets uniforms, purple, teal, and white alternating jerseys with pinstripes, designed by 90s icon Alexander Julian, became totems of the era. Their star player, Larry Johnson, was most famous for his portrayal of Grandmama, a rim-rattling geriatric woman, who was so popular she even appeared on Family Matters, helping Urkel out of a jam or two.
But I just might have the right partner for you.
Well, who is it? Do I know him?
It's not a him, it's a her.
Well, you're suggesting that I partner up with an elderly woman?
Their mascot, Hugo the Hornet, was an agent of chaos, relentlessly running amok, much to the ire of the away team. Once, NBA bad boy Bill Laimbeer said he wanted to throw Hugo into row Q. Us Charlatans had never been prouder. Hugo also had an alter ego, Super Hugo, who would shed his bulky attire and look like some kind of teal Spider-Man, and with the help of a trampoline, would do full flips into a dunk, never missing. On their worst days, the popular joke was, "We should let Super Hugo play for the team." Now, living 3,000 miles away from Charlotte in Los Angeles, California, the Hornets are my constant, the cosmic strings that tie me to everything else. The Hornets never won a championship. They were rarely even very good. That's not why we cared. We loved the Hornets because they existed.